USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm like Relay and Duck. Just watch me. Just watch me. I've been saying this from the very beginning.
President-elect Joe Biden delivering remarks in Wilmington, Delaware. The former vice president also talking about his son Hunter and a possible investigation and a new attorney general.
I guarantee you I'm going to do what I said. The attorney general of the United States of America is not the president's lawyer. I will appoint someone who I expect to enforce the law as the law is written, not guided by me.
A strong winter storm is moving across the country this week. The National Weather Service saying the storm will move from the northwest toward the central United States by Wednesday, bringing snow, thunderstorms, and heavy rain that may cause flooding in some areas. Avalanche warnings have been issued from Oregon to Montana for the next couple of days. This is USA Radio News.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Top health officials in the United States are touting the safety of the coronavirus vaccine. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar and NIH veteran and coronavirus task force member Dr. Anthony Fauci received the Moderna vaccine in a televised event.
What we're seeing now is the culmination of years of research which have led to a phenomenon that has truly been unprecedented.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is selecting Secretary of State Alex Padilla as the state's next U.S. senator.
Can you imagine what the mom would be thinking now as I ask you if you want to be the next U.S. senator of the United States, the great state of California?
The Democrat governor making the official ask over a video call with Padilla.
This is the ask, brother. You got to say yes, though, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A South Carolina man is filing a lawsuit claiming that his civil rights were violated when he was arrested at gunpoint while naked back in 2019. Attorneys for 71-year-old Jethro Devane filed a lawsuit against the city of Rock Hill on Monday seeking damages. During a press conference on Tuesday, attorney Justin Bamberg says Devane was mistreated when he was held at gunpoint naked.
Mr. Devane was treated less than human. He was pulled out of his house at 70 years old, completely naked, held at gunpoint, and wasn't even treated with any ounce of decency.
Bamberg played the body cam footage of the incident during the press conference and called it disgusting conduct. Army is going bowling after all.
When the full schedule of bowl games was released over the weekend, Army's football team found themselves without an invitation to a postseason game, despite a 9-2 record and a Commander-in-Chief's trophy. Many believe the Black Knights were wrongly left out of a bowl game, while five SEC teams with losing records were going bowling. On Monday, one of those teams had to drop out because of a COVID outbreak. Tennessee was forced to pull out of the Liberty Bowl, and organizers then extended an invite to Army, who will now face the West Virginia Mountaineers in Memphis on New Year's Eve. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.